to Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6, and I want to start reading the verse 19 through 23. Daniel chapter 6, and the major focus of the main thought this morning is going to be verse 23. Daniel chapter 6, verse 19 through 23. And when you have it, say amen. And it reads, "Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angels and hath shut the lions' mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." This is the main verse. "Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed," somebody say believed, "believed in his God." You may be seated. And in the Living Bible, it says, "The king was overjoyed and ordered that Daniel be lifted up from the den. Not a scratch was found on him, for he trusted in his God." For a main thought this morning, not a scratch. Somebody say, not a scratch. I mean, he was in the lion's den all night long, but not a scratch. Oh, he was in trouble all night long, but not a scratch. Oh, yes, yes, he had cancer. He had cancer, and he was in the hospital taking chemotherapy, but not a scratch. Yes, he was on drugs for 5 years, but not a scratch. Yes, he was an alcoholic. His wife did leave him, but not a scratch. Yes, he was in depression. He felt like committing suicide, but not a scratch. Because he believed in his God. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, it wasn't his ability. It was not his might, his power, his dominion. It was God. See, it's not by power, nor by might, but it's by his spirit, saith the Lord. How many know that you got to have faith in God? If you are a child of God, Satan goes about as a roaring lion. See, he was in the lion's den, but Satan goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But if you're a child of God, you became a child of God because you had faith in God. You were saved by grace through faith. That's not of works, least any man should boast. You were saved by faith, amen. You were saved because you trusted the invisible God. See, we walk by faith, not by sight. Why do you don't walk by sight? Because you are a child of the king. Your God is invisible. He's called Yahweh. He's the invisible God. You can't find him with your eyes because he's in the spirit. Somebody say the spirit. In the spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, I love the story of Daniel. Because the story of Daniel tells me so much about us. Amen. Daniel was a Jew who was captive and brought from Judea to Babylon. He was 17 years old when he was captured by the Babylonians, brought into captivity. Now you're seeing Daniel when he's 80 years old, and he had a strong relationship with God. How many know that you got to work on your relationship with God? If you're going to trust God and lean and depend on Him and trust Him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, you got to develop a relationship with God. Now, you got to know that when you start praying, you're praying to a God that you can't see. So you just close your eyes. Because the God that you're praying to sits high and looks low, and He's invisible. Amen. He's not seen by the naked eye. And Daniel was a man of prayer. The Bible says Daniel prayed 3 times a day.
All right.
How many know that without faith it's impossible to please God? But he that cometh to God first must believe that He is. Then He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Now, if you break down the word diligent, it means earnestly and persistently. If you break down earnest, that means sincerely look for Him. All you got to do is sincerely look for God. Oh, yeah, that's all you got to do is get away and get on theology and sincerely look for the God of the universe by calling out His name.
All
right. The Bible says those who call on Him shall hear His voice. Amen. Uh-huh. Do you know this morning that Daniel was a prayer warrior? He was one of the leaders of the people of Persia and Medes. And so Daniel had already been exalted. And he was one of the 3 presidents that Darius the king had appointed to watch over his business. There was 120, what they call satraps, government officials that governed over 120 provinces. So in this story, Daniel is one of the 3 that's over the satraps, or the people that's over the 120 provinces. Mm-hmm. Don't you know that Daniel had favor? Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say favor.
Favor.
But he was so good that the king decided to put him over everything. He was so excellent in his spirit that the king said, I want him running all my kingdom.
Yeah. All right. All right.
The king understood something. He said, I don't serve your God, Daniel. But I recognize that you serve the only and true living God. I understand, but just by watching you these many years, that you know what you're doing. That you listen to the God that created the universe and that I want to put you over everything.
Hallelujah.
But how many know that the devil sure is busy?
Amen.
Every time you try to make one step forward, here comes Satan trying to take and knock you back 2 steps.
Right.
And the people that Daniel was going to be put over said, wait, we can have this. Daniel ain't nothing but a captive from Judea. He don't even belong here. He is a foreigner. He don't even belong. He's a different religion. He's a different color. He's a different relationship. He don't even belong in the position he's at now. And he's going to put Daniel over all of us?
Uh-oh.
No, 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 no.
All right.
No, 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 no. We got to do something about this. So the 120 princesses or satraps got together with the other 2 presidents. And they said, look, listen, let's see what we can do to dethrone this man called Daniel. How many know when God is on your side, though?
Hallelujah.
See, when God is on your side, they start plotting.
Uh-huh.
They start trying to plan.
Yeah.
What can we do? He's got to have a weakness.
Yeah.
He's got to do something wrong. He's got to be skipping and dipping. Let's look on the internet. See if he's on the internet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See if he's been skipping and dipping in the club. Something is, he's got to have some weakness. But you understand, Daniel's 80 years old. He said he'd been done. He'd been there, done that, and got a t-shirt. Amen. He's 80 right now. He said, I have never seen a righteous nor forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. I've been there and done that and got a t-shirt. I ain't got to do that no more because I know nothing of the flesh. It was worthwhile. So Daniel, they looked. They searched. They put their heads together. 122 of them. Now, 122 men against one man. They had secret meetings.
Uh-huh.
Said, we can't let this guy be over us.
Uh-huh.
We got to do something.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know anything? No, I don't know nothing, man. I looked and I can't find nothing on Daniel. Do you know anything? No, all I see him doing is praying.
Yeah.
All I see him doing is praying 3 times a day. Only thing I know is he got some good religion. How many know that it's not about religion?
Right.
It's about a relationship. He had a relationship with God. Now, what's the difference between a religion and a relationship? Religion is when I go through a form and a fashion. Do you hear me this morning? I'm coming to church because I know I need to be here, because I want to show up, because I want to look the part. I want to wear the right suit. I want to say the right scriptures. I want to bow at the appropriate time. But a relationship with God is different from religion. A relationship with God is when you share with God all your weaknesses, all your failures, and all the things that so easily beset you. A relationship with God is when you show God the bad stuff. Amen. He had a relationship. Now, the bad thing about Daniel's relationship is it was under the old covenant. Under the old covenant, he prospered. Just think how much more now under the new covenant with the blood of Jesus, who was shed for us 2,000 years ago, that we can prosper now. He didn't have the Holy Ghost in him. He had the Holy Ghost with him. But we got the Holy Ghost in us. Don't you know the blood of Jesus washed away all our sins? Don't you know that we don't have to hide from God no more? Don't you know we can go boldly to the throne of grace? And everything, anything we need, God says, I'll give you help. You said, you don't understand this sin, this weakness, this generational curses I got. I can't stop smoking, drinking, and running around the people that do. Don't you know that God has the power to give you deliverance and give you strength and peace? See, sometimes God won't deliver you from the sin, but he'll deliver you in the sin. He was in the lion's den, and God delivered him. See, what the lion den, they finally figured out something. They said, what we're going to do is that we're going to attack his relationship with God. We're going to keep him from talking to God so much by stroking Darius the king. If we can make Darius feel like he's more important than God and make him be like God and have him sign a decree saying if anybody who prays to any other God except you, that would be thrown into the lion's den. If we can tell him that and stroke his ego, we can get him to sign this law. And he wants to put danger over us, but we'll show him. See, they went to Darius. Because they knew that if they stroke his ego, they can get him to do things. How many know that sometimes people will come to you and they'll use your pride against you? Amen. They told Darius, you bad, Darius. See, anytime somebody brings a bone, whoever brings a bone, it's going to carry a bone. Amen. So they start stroking his ego and they got Darius, the king, to agree. Yeah, let's put that law into effect. And so when the law was in effect, they said the person who breaks the law is going to be thrown into a lion's den. Now, you got to understand why a lion's den? Why the punishment of a lion's den? Why not use lethal injection? Why not use when somebody get to cut the heads off of hanging? Why not the electric chair? They didn't have electricity back then, but why not the electric chair? Well, the reason why this den represents something, it wasn't one lion in the den. Now, I know nobody likes snakes in here, but if you can imagine a den of snakes, if somebody put you in a den of snakes, one of those snakes is going to bite. A whole bunch of those snakes is going to bite you. When you put a person in a lion's den, don't you know that the average lion is 500 pounds? Don't you know that the lions eat meat? They're meat eaters. Don't you know that Satan kind of represents the lion? He goes about as a roaring lion because he feeds on your flesh. Somebody say flesh. If you're carnal minded, you'll be fed to the lions. Amen. If you're carnal, Satan works on your carnal mind. He don't want you to renew your mind with the word of God. For God's word is spirit and is life. Nobody can have a spiritual mind without God's word. Nobody can walk in the spirit without the word of God. He says, we're going to put him in a lion's den because this is great. Because when people are put in a lion's den, when the lions start eating them, You have 4 or 5 lions eating on the arms and the legs, and you still be alive. In other words, it's like you are tortured. You'll be alive and see them eating on your arms and legs. And he said, we're going to put him somewhere where he can suffer. Because his flesh is filthy rags in God's sight. Amen. And so they plotted and they planned. And they said, we got it done. He signed the law into decree. And then they started watching Daniel.
Right.
They started watching him. And watch him. I say, let's watch him now. You know what he does? He usually goes about this time. And he prays this certain time of day. Let's watch him. The Bible says Daniel went up as usual to the upper room. Somebody said upper. He went up high because there was a law in decree. He knew about it. The law says that this is going to separate you from the love of God. The law was designed to separate him for his relationship with God. How many know that without faith it's impossible to please God?
Right.
How many know that the just shall live by faith? How many know that I walk by faith and not by sight? Don't you know if you're a child of God, you can't live without faith in God.
Right.
And he said, I can't live without faith in God. I can't live without a relationship with God. So I'm going as usual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going as usual, River McGuire, just like I always done. Because
yeah, yeah.
If God is for me, if God is for me, who can be against me? If the creator of all mankind, the maker of the heavens and earth is for me, if the one who made the stars, the sun, the moon is for me, if the one who made all the bowels of the water is for me, the one who made the elephant, the giraffe, the lion, the tiger, the bear is for me, who can be against me? I don't know who, but who can be against me? So I'm going to go as usual. I pray 3 times, 1 for the Father, 2 for the Son, and 3 for the Holy Ghost, 3 times a day. Because you know the prayer of faith shall save the sick and God shall raise them up.
Uh-huh.
If they committed any sin, they shall be forgiven. The prayer is powerful. Somebody say prayer is powerful.
Prayer
is when you get God to move on your behalf.
Uh-huh.
Without prayer, there is no power. Little prayer, little power. See, the Bible says that the prayer of faith, there's a faith, prayer, faith. Prayer. You can't pray without faith. Because you're praying to a God that you can't see. He began to pray. As usual. They saw him. They went back to the king. They reported to the king. Didn't you sign a law? King said, yeah, I signed the law. That said that nobody should talk to any other God or man except you for 30 days. 30. It's the time that Jesus started his earthly ministry. He was 30 years old. Amen. 33. The king was trying to be like God. And he put himself in a predicament because he said, I can't change my law. Ain't that like God? God said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall remain forever. He wanted to be like God, didn't he? He says, oh Lord, I done did something that even I can't change. He said, I want to be like God, and now I done signed a law, and it looked like I done signed a law that's going to cause my favorite son to die and to be sacrificed.
I
want to be like God.
Uh-huh.
Ain't that the same way Jesus and God the Father did? He sent his only begotten Son that whosoever believed in him shall not die but shall have everlasting life. He said, I come to fulfill the law.
Uh-huh.
Not to destroy the law, to change the law. I come to fulfill it. Jesus said, I gotta die. If I don't die, you can't live.
Uh-huh.
He said, the wages of sin is... He said, I gotta die because man has fallen into sin, and if you sin, you die.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way that man can escape judgment is I gotta die.
Uh-huh.
Now, whosoever will, let him come.
Uh-huh.
By faith.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I wasn't there when Jesus died. I heard the word say he died. So I walked by faith, and when I heard, because faith comes by. I don't have to be smart. I ain't got to go to school. I just got to hear.
Yes.
Don't you know a little bitty 5-year-old baby can get saved?
Amen.
Because God has broken it down down so much that he said, if you want faith, all you got to do is faith comes by and hear by the word of
God.
All I got to do is hear some word. So I fall in sin. All I got to do is hear some word. I get sick. All I got to do is hear some word. I need some word. If I get word, I get faith. Faith and word goes hand in hand.
Hallelujah.
Just like water, when you get water, you get wet. Faith and the word goes hand in hand. See, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So let me break that down and say, now faith in the word is my substance that I'm hoping for. In other words, all I got to do is get a word, and that word becomes my proof that I got what God said. So only thing I need is a word. Somebody say a word. Because God can't lie. The Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. In other words, every time God tried to say something different, it's impossible. He says, I magnify my word above my name. He said, my word is so important, it won't return unto me void. He said, all you need for faith is a word. Man, the king said, I'm going to change my word, but I can't because I tried to be like God. I don't want to kill Daniel because I get money. I get provision from Daniel. I get success. When Daniel's successful, I'm successful. Y'all messing with my money. Y'all tricked me. I don't want Daniel to die because he's so good at doing what he's doing. He make me where I can rest. I can take vacations. I could be in Hawaii laying back and I know everything will be all right. But Daniel is not a cheat. He's got good integrity. I can trust him with anything. This is a man that don't even know God talking like this. He's trying to use the man of God to benefit his own benefits. Amen. He said, oh, Lord, y'all, I got to get out of this. So all night long, he tossed and he turned, said, is there any kind of way I can get out of killing Daniel and throwing him into the lion's den? Because he's doomed, because you know these lions are hungry. Now, I'm going to go ahead and use my sanctified imagination. I'm going to say there was over 500 lions in his den. So before the day he could hit the bottom of the cave, he's already dead. He's already, his arm is over there, his leg is over there, his toe is over there. Everything then torn off of him because of the lions. So the king said, I it's an impossible situation, but Daniel has a God. Daniel has a God. I got to talk to Daniel because I did it, Daniel. I got you in this predicament, and I'm regretting the day that I signed that bill into action. And Daniel, listen to me. Listen. See, your God is so good that I got more faith that he'll deliver you. See, your God is able. Look at verse 20. He said his God is able. See, this is Darius telling Daniel that your God is able. He says, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually. Now, he didn't know if Daniel was going to say anything or not. He said, is he able to deliver thee from the lions? But before then, he not talked about, was he able? He said, your God will deliver you. I got to read that. I got to find it. He says, your God will deliver you. Your God will deliver you. This is somebody who don't even know the Lord saying, I got more faith in your God. And he will deliver you. I made a mistake. I regret what I done. But I got faith in your God that he will deliver you. This is on verse number 16. He said, man, this your God is awesome. He said, so the king gave the command. And they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually. Look at somebody said, pays to serve God.
Pays to serve God.
He says, he's testifying. This is the king testifying. Yeah. This is the king who don't even know his God. He says, your God, whom you serve continually,
yeah,
he will deliver you.
Hallelujah.
Wait a minute, Reverend McGuire. He's got more faith in his God. He says he will deliver you. I know I got you in a mess. And I tell you, I've been looking at you for a while. And I've been seeing that your God is an awesome God. How many know that God is an awesome God? He testifying that your God, I know he will. How you know that faith comes by hearing? The king didn't heard his God. He didn't heard Daniel talk about his God so much. The king had more faith in Daniel's God. And they threw him in. All night long, the king didn't even accept his usual entertainment. I mean, if you're a king, you can just order what you want. He said, I don't even want my usual entertainment. I don't even want to eat tonight because I'm about to mess up. I'm just praying. I'm just praying. I'm just hoping that his God, whom he served. How many know that God loves worshipers?
Hallelujah.
God loves worshipers. He said, I know this man who's serving his God ain't serving his God for nothing. I know that if I sleep all night long, I'm going to get up by faith in the morning and I'm going to run out to the cave, the den where all the lions are, the den where the lions are feeding on flesh. Don't you know they starved the lions? Don't you know they made sure that the lions was hungry? He says, I'm going to the place where Satan feeds on the flesh. See, Satan goes about as a roaring lion. He goes about. But when you go home with the devil and you sleep with the devil, amen, you should be dead, amen. Sleeping with the enemy, amen. See, for us as Christians, we shouldn't live with the devil, amen. You put yourself in position if you're living in that lifestyle. Do you hear me this morning? He says, Satan feeds on our flesh. He says, oh, man, I gotta see if this thing is alive. And he goes and he says, and in verse 20, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice. That means a regretful voice. He regretted the day he ever signed that bill into law. He says, voice, he said unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angels and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much before him is innocent. I'm not guilty of trying to disgrace you, king. I was found innocent. He says, and also before the king, King, O king, I have done you no harm.
Hallelujah.
And then the king said, lift him up out of the den. Get him out of the den. And then when the king asked to raise Daniel out of the den, the Bible says there was not any scratch. Not a scratch. Somebody say not a scratch. He was sleeping with the enemy, but not a scratch. Yeah, I might have been a drug addict. I might have been in sin, but not a scratch. Yeah, I might have been smoking, drinking, and running around with people do, but not a scratch. Because I believe in God who takes away all my sins. Who delivers me from all strongholds and weaknesses of the flesh. I believe in a God that is good to the last drop. I believe in a God that's just like Walmart. He, you got anything you want. I believe. Somebody say, I believe.
I believe.
I believe. Yes, all I got to do is hear it to believe it. See, when I humble myself under the mighty hand of God, all of a sudden I can hear better. How many know that when you're prideful and arrogant, you can't hear too well?
All right.
How many know that when you think you got it going on, you don't hear as well as you do when you're humbled?
Amen.
When you're down and out and ain't got no money, and your money is funny, don't you know sometimes you hear a little bit better when you're broke?
Amen.
Do you hear me this morning?
Yeah.
But when you get your income tax check, amen. You get your income tax check. You know it's about $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. We can't tell you nothing. But as soon as you get broke, oh, you listen to sermons then. Oh, you listen to the word then. Oh, you listen to what thus said the Lord then. He said, I have done you no wrong, king. But my God, whom I serve continually, he delivered me He sent his angels. The angels shut up the lion's mouth. I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But God, who is rich in mercy, he made death behave. My God, I don't deserve it. I did nothing to deserve it. Only thing I did was have faith in God. Yeah, I trusted him because he said he loved me. So how can you trust somebody that doesn't love you? How many know that if you find out that God loves you, you'll trust him. You'll lean on him, depend on him, and you'll take him every day and every night. You'll trust him when you know that he loves. See, faith works by love. And then King Darius, he took the people who had him signing that decree. The Bible says he cast not only them into the lion's den, but their family, his wife, his children. And the Bible says before they hit the bottom. Now you got to understand, it was 122. It was 122 people. Wow. Men. And they put them and their family in the lion's den. How many know that the Bible says before they hit the floor good, they was all dead. They was crushed. Wow. If you dig one ditch, you just better go ahead and dig two. Because if you're plotting on the child of God, it's going to come back on you. Do you hear me this morning? See, a child of God, if you stop fighting your own battles, if you will stand ye still and stop working your neck, amen, this morning. If you stop doing evil for evil and by faith love your brother whom you see every day. If you will just walk in love by faith. Well, see, I don't feel like I love them. It don't matter by faith. Yes. Love is an action. Faith is an action. Yes, sir. Faith without works is dead, being alone. All you got to do is act like you love them.
Hallelujah.
If you act like you love them, your emotions will catch up. Somebody say, my emotions will catch up. See, you got to love people by faith. Walk in love by faith.
Preacher.
You mean to tell me that I can't cuss them out because they cuss me out? No. If you want God to fight your battle, you can't do it. God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. You just walk in love. Maybe they'll see Jesus. Maybe they'll want what you got this morning. Not a scratch. I don't care what you've been in this morning. Not a scratch will be found on you if you just believe in your God. You say, wait a minute, Reverend Burton, I don't feel like I've been living right. It don't matter. The blood. Somebody say the blood. All you got to do is confess your sins, and God is faithful and just to forgive you. But see, my girlfriend, she ain't forgave me. Don't matter. But God is faithful and just. See, my wife, she's still mad at me, but God is faithful and just. All you got to do is by faith. That's go to him. Don't run from God. Go to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just like you are. Don't try to fix it up. Come just as you are.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know. No, he knows all. Uh-huh. He's omniscient. He's omniscient. He's all knowing.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you need this morning.
Hallelujah.
From the Lord. God has it.
Amen.
Whatever stronghold. Yeah. Whatever prayer you need this morning. Whatever you need Jesus to touch you, God has it. He has the answer. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. All you have to do is come boldly to the throne of grace because Jesus shed his blood for you. He says, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. This morning, the